Track two, Neil's take. Hello, Neil. What's been occupying your thoughts this month, I wonder?
It always worries me when I stumble across Mrs. H engrossed in a newspaper or a magazine. She latches on to all sorts of things, many of them relating to our well-being. Okay, I know I should be grateful. After all, she's trying to ensure my longevity. After all, she needs me around to catch spiders, assist with housework, cooking, and keep the car clean. Perhaps I should negotiate an improvement in my working conditions. I find cuttings around the house or newspapers with a page number scrawled on the front page and such things as page 44, blueberries. She updates me on the latest advice before announcing that it will be enshrined in the Shady Pines Constitution. A notable inclusion is the paragraph covering diet, extolling the virtue of broccoli. I know it's good for me. It contains iron, I'm led to believe, but I don't find it particularly flavoursome. And red pepper is another one. It's good for us, Mrs. H insists. It's got vitamin C. But I find it tends to dominate the dish, and I know I've eaten it for some time afterwards. The problem is that experts change their minds so often. Coffee is bad for you, increases the blood pressure. Then, 3 cups a day makes you smarter and lowers the risk of Alzheimer's. The Shady Pines fridge has always been well stocked with fruit juice. Late as is, it contains too much sugar, so drink water. Salt is bad for the heart. Mrs. H hasn't used it for years. I'm allowed a pinch on my chips. Mind you, chips are fairly well rationed. And we mustn't forget exercise. Mrs. H points out that so many health problems can be held at bay with regular exercise. You need to get the heart going, she tells me. That's what'll keep you alive. But how much should you do? Keeps changing. 20 minutes brisk walking 3 times a week is good for the heart. Or is it 30 minutes vigorous exercise 5 times a week? The latest propaganda from the Ministry of Healthy Lifestyles is that standing is good for you. Research says sitting down lowers good cholesterol and increases the risk of diabetes and heart disease. Apparently, people of working age sit for around 9.5 hours a day. With wrinklies like me, it can be as high as 11 hours a day. With Mrs. H on the prowl, I can only aspire to that. Over breakfast one morning, a healthy bowl of muesli, Mrs. H drew my attention to this little gem. "So are you suggesting," I inquired with heavy sarcasm, "that I should stand in front of the telly to watch the football? Pint in one hand, nibbles in the other?" "Yes, but without the pint and nibbles, they're fattening." "Ah, but beer can be good for you, something she's never mentioned." "I read up on it. A study by the Mayo Clinic says in moderation, beer has several health benefits. Beer contains more protein and B vitamins than wine. Moderate consumption reduces the risk of cancer, heart disease and diabetes. It contains the mineral silicone for strong bones and can even help sharpen the mind." "Do you know, I'd willingly sign up for that as part of my fitness regime. As a trade-off, I'd even eat broccoli. In moderation, of course."
I think it's very naughty of Neil to choose this month to talk about healthy food and exercise and all that. It really isn't in the spirit of Christmas at all. I don't know what's come over him. Let's just hope his last word is a more jolly affair.